When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Back to Old School with DP and Jay on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back to Old School on a Monday. And again, we're just in a, y'all know me well enough to know that when I'm in a feisty, try to get my brain to make sense of things, here's the thing. And then let me remind folks that we don't, the text line is a, I don't know why you would spew negativity on the text line. And why would you tell me what to talk about on my show and my station? Just change the channel. Just change the channel. It's okay. I'm okay with you not having a day where you want to listen to me just laugh at myself and laugh at people and tell stories. But that's why I'm here, to tell stories and have conversations. And then if you feel a certain kind of way about it, right, and it's not fair to the people who are in a good spirits, who are laughing along or having the enjoyment, for you to put this in the text line, first of all, you won't be able to text. Second of all, you're ruining everybody else's hour. And based on the text line, people were rather enjoying it. And I'm sorry you didn't enjoy it. Right? I mean, I just, like, let us have a, why, what is that? I don't understand it. Again, right? You're just yelling into the abyss. Like, say hello, say what's up, say, hey, listen, you know, or tell me what, what's on your mind about sports? Give me an opinion. Give me some stats. Give me your experience. But if you're just going to yell, right? Sandman, you get it, right? Sandman says this, DP, I love hearing your stories. Could listen all night. Keep after it. You're doing great. Yeah, this is the thing, right? And Culligan Jay, appreciate you. I need to fist bump you again sometime soon to get in play. Right? Yeah, right? Right. You're right. Big Bird is a right. Plus, now we have to listen to DP rant about a texter. Well, 100%. 100%. So tell the texters, chill out, man. Like, it's not like I was offensive to him, right? You know, give me a break. Give me a break. You know, in a good spirit. So, Austin, we were talking about, and again, you and I are having a conversation that we welcome other people into. Mm-hmm. And the conversation we were talking about was UAB. And, of course, that brought up, anytime Birmingham comes up, there's a couple of things I'm going to talk about. UAB, their mascot, and Martin Luther King Jr.
One more than you need.
Right? That's kind of the space I'm going to. That's just how it's going to be. Point of reference, I've lived 62 years. I've been all over the place. Got a lot of stories. I got a lot of stories. That's how it works. But what brought it all up was UAB and Trent Dilfer putting his team into the new portal, the new workspace, the new vacuum, the new college athletic environment, which is athletes.org, which made UAB, the first Division I football team, to publicly join the Players Association. And there are a couple of things at the table. And Dilfer said this, that reason one was he wanted his players to have a seat at the table. I wanted to make sure I helped pour gasoline on something that's going to happen no matter what. I might as well use my influence to help it happen faster and better on behalf of our players. He introduced the team, and again, that's one of several companies attempting to help athletes organize for revenue sharing discussions. And all the players talked to ESPN and said, look, we wanted to join up. It was unanimous across the board. And then what that puts in play is that they are aware that there's a change coming. And whether you like the change or for the change, that's a matter of discussion. You can put that in the text line. Are you for the change for athletes getting revenue? Are you against it? I understand that there are people, there's a faction of it, right? A third of the people want it to stay as it's always been. A third of the people want to root for the kids and want people to get their fair share. And a third of the people fall somewhere in the middle, and then we land as we land. But what happened now was to allow them to have a say-so in how revenue sharing is going to happen. And a part of that is NIL, mm-hmm. Part of that's the transfer portal, a part of that's the legal responsibility of the universities and the member associations and organizations. And then I got to this thing where Austin, hey, you would think that most of the Division I schools would be going about this the same way. But that's not true.
Not even close to true.
So I sent you a link. I would like for you, kind sir, to pick three of your favorite universities and how they're dealing with NIL and how they're dealing with these coalitions. And you tell me the ones that intrigue you in how people are doing business and dividing up money or creating opportunities for athletes.
One that stood out to me from the jump was Clemson.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what the blurb says about Clemson. Mm-hmm. Clemson University used to have a large nonprofit collective, but it closed down after the IRS said paying athletes should not count as charity. A warning many collectives have seemed to ignore. Now Clemson's main collective is a for-profit organization run by a former university employee. My Duke basketball fandom is well noted on this program and others. I'm going to skip to that one because you talk about, you know, pioneer versus settler when it comes to Nebraska.
Right.
And what Duke did was pioneer something. Mm-hmm. In 2022, this blurb says Duke's basketball team was among the first to hire a dedicated general manager to help players seek out NIL income. Before this general manager gig, Rachel Baker worked at Nike, building the brands of professional athletes like Kevin Durant, being on the forefront. And part of being a pioneer versus a settler is if you incur the risk to try something new, to find a new way, you also incur the reward when you find something that works. Mm-hmm. If you follow a path that's already forged, you can get a minimal reward, but it's also minimal risk. Where I think the universities that we see continue to be successful succeed is because they have resources to throw at this problem, to try something new, knowing that when, not just if they're successful, when they're successful, they will reap the benefits. They will bring in the money they spent hundreds of times over.
Could that possibly be why Duke is having a really good time in the transfer portal? Here's another one that was spectacular to me, and I wanted to read it because we're around athletes here, so we kind of know some of the stories. Our friends at Purdue, NIL payments to international players are bound by strict limits on their ability to work in the United States. But Zach Edey, the team's star Canadian center, has still benefited from what are considered passive endorsements, which are allowed. Mike Bobensky, the school's athletic director, said in an interview last year that Edey made money off his photo on soda cups that were sold in team arenas and concession stands, as well as merchandise in the stores on campus. Purdue's collective, the Boilermaker Alliance,
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Has also lined up agreements with three Canadian charities. Altogether, Edie's NIL compensation is believed to come close to or match what he could have made on a professional contract had he left the school last season. Now, hey, do we know of any international Huskers that could have benefited from their stuff being sold in the arena in full or... Austin, how many jerseys would you have bought?
Tomonaga, Mast.
Yeah.
And that's before we even get all the track athletes that are going across the world representing the gymnastics.
Axelina.
Yeah.
We could. Like,
Rayma.
Nori.
Gymnasts.
Yeah.
Over the place.
Yeah.
All the Canadians on the baseball team. They literally have New Canada night now. Yeah. There's opportunity there.
Australia. Basketball.
Right,
women's basketball.
Right.
Here's the thing. Again, you have to kind of widen the scope of your vision to understand that there's a way for Nebraska to do all the things that Nebraska needs to do to become the version of the Huskers in every facet required.
Mm-hmm.
That we, all the things that we can dream of, there's a way to do it and a way to do it legally.
Mm-hmm.
And if you tell me that Nebraska has the resources and then isn't doing it, then my natural spidey sense leads me to ask why. I'm not here to give you the answer as to why. I'm not here to solve it. I'm simply painting the picture and putting data into the space so we understand. Now, here's another one. This was pretty interesting. Ready for this? Not even a football program. Not even a football school. Gonzaga. Their collective is run by BPS Foundation, a tax-exempt charity that puts donor money at the disposal of for-profit collectives, letting the for-profit entities determine how money is given out. Pause. Let that marinate. Arizona also has a collective run by BPS Foundation. Pause. Let that marinate. Tax experts have said nonprofits should operate independently, but the approach is working because the foundation saw revenue climb from $3.4 million in 2022 to $14 million in 2023.
Three and a half, four times as much in a year.
Oh, my word. And you're going to tell me that Gonzaga basketball can do this, but Nebraska football and basketball can't? I'm not going to buy it. Hey, let's go down the road here. Let's go to Creighton. Ready for this? The business school offers athletes an NIL seminar with topics like how to file their income taxes and how to build a personal brand. I know those are things that are done also at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln. Players also get paid by the Bird Club, its men's basketball collective, for events with kids. Last year, one of them included a dunk tank where kids got to dunk their favorite players. All of that money was shared through player revenue through NIL. There is a way, Austin Orman, to do this thing that's going to be required. We know that Dylan Raiola will be the engine for change in how athletes are dealt with at University of Nebraska. And why? And why? That you had to go out on a limb. You had to take a chance. You had to take a risk. You had to change your standard. You had to change the number that was in your head about what was fair for student athletes to make before having played a down at the University of Nebraska, because you got to see what the value of it was on the field.
Mm-hmm.
And the work is in play. There are 95 Husker football scholarships. 85 scholarship athletes. Now, some of those you could split, but hey, whatever way you want to do it. And then a walk-on program that would feature 60 to 65, 70 walk-on players. Let me just read a thing from last year. Nebraska Athletic Department breaks $2 million in revenue for the first time. Now, a lot of that's fundraising for the new building. A lot of that's fundraising for the new facility and the improvements to the stadium. So you can reach, you can actually generate that money. We know that they can. We know that they will. The plan is to be purposeful in how you do it and why. Who's it going to reach? Who's it go to? How much does each program need? Basketball needs far fewer numbers. I can tell you that Michigan's putting somewhere in that $5 million pool. Then they have to tell me that if Michigan's spending $5 million, Nebraska has to spend at least somewhere in that vicinity to be on par with Michigan, Michigan State, et cetera. Mm-hmm. Like, we know that. We know Tom Izzo is generating revenue in East Lansing. We know that. Mm-hmm. So you have to have that number. Before we go to break, here's some revenue numbers for you for basketball. Revenue for the final four programs this year. Ready for this? UConn. $24 million for basketball.
Woo!
Alabama, not exactly a basketball factory, but you're in the SEC putting in work. $19 million. Purdue, again, our friends in the Big Ten Conference. $18.9 million. And North Carolina State at $15.4 million.
Little old Wolfpack pulling 15-4.
Just for points of reference, North Carolina men generated 15.4. North Carolina State women in their Final Four, same time, 1.1 million. Oh, top, a conversation for another time. Iowa, our friends at the Big Ten Conference, women, 1.7 million. UConn. Remember UConn and them folks on the other side? They did $24 million in men's basketball. They did $8.5 million in women's basketball.
Oh, is that all?
And South Carolina, $9.5 million.
Whew.
There is a pay attached to all of this. If you're going to be in business, be good at business. Do good things. Profit shows up on the way. Austin, it's interesting times in collegiate athletics, and it's going to get spicier real quick.
Bring it.
Yep, it's going to be. Huskers, I'm with you. And I point this out before we get, because I was going to give the 5 o'clock hour to Jay. Mm-hmm. But let me say this. You spoke of innovation. You spoke of forward thinking. There is a thing that is available in Lincoln, Nebraska. Available to the athletic department and the University of Nebraska that is not available in any other market as it currently stands. And if Nebraska would pull the trigger, Nebraska would be 2.5 years ahead of every school in the Big Ten. I'll leave you with this. Here's a hint. We're sitting in it. We're sitting in a space where for NIL compliance, NCAA compliance, and tax reporting, federal guidelines being met, recording of events, that no other school has a space like 93.7 The Ticket to put their student athletes on and allow those deals to be done. And imagine walking into the homes of student athletes across the country and say, not only are we going to get you prepared to be a pro, but we're going to help you build your brand. We're going to let you be heard. We're going to let you speak. Fingers crossed, gang. Let's get active. Second hour, old school, coming right up.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.